feel like too many people like try to be a bodybuilder, but they're not in the right headspace to like do it. And so then it just amplifies like their eating disorder or like their all or nothing mindset. And they're like, oh, I just don't, I'm not disciplined enough. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe you're not disciplined enough, but also like maybe it's just like maybe you don't need to like be a competitive athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like bodybuilding, especially the people that follow us and in the insular community, it's like not everyone's gonna be a fucking like basketball player at a high level or an NFL football player or like the best tennis star. But like you can still like playing tennis and not be Serena goddamn Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the extreme. And because people live too much inside their phone on Instagram, like they don't realize that there are like more options. You know what I'm saying? Like you can ex still express fitness and lift weights and eat right. In fact, we all fucking should in some aspect, in some like dial formation. It's just like you don't need to go 100% balls to the walls and then you just get end up being lost. You know what I'm saying? Like that was me when I was first in the bodybuilding scene, is like I just use it as an excuse to like mistreat myself. And like that's not what bodybuilding is. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. And I think like a lot of people like I think a huge part of it is that social media and attention.
Yeah.
It's like I want to do this because the people give that type of athlete X, Y, and Z type of attention. They are getting sponsorships. They're part of like
But like
young
the
L.
select few get that, you know what I'm saying? Like the genetic outliers, like not everyone's gonna be on a Wheaties box.
No, I'm dead serious. Well, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I want to be like a young LA athlete or dark sports or I don't even know what the other ones are. Like they all want that, right? They're like, this is cool. So I feel like I need to be a bodybuilder in order to get that one. You don't. They, do have some other athletes, but like Ash said, like it's just not possible for everybody, right? Like not everybody is gonna get like that. I was gonna call it a scholarship, but it's sponsorship.
Yeah.
So and that's like really hard for people to understand because they want the attention that comes with it though. Like and or like the quote unquote money. I can assure you guys, like people in bodybuilding don't make money, they spend fucking money. Like
Yeah,
they
we don't make money. Like, even when you earn your professional status, like, you don't make money. Like, they just give you a card and then you pay money to be a professional.
right,
Like,
and
you now have to pay
very
money.
yeah. And I think like a lot of people like either A, want to do that sport because they're like, well, I just want fitness to be like my job and like my hobby. So I don't have to like work, right? Because like a lot of people are like, oh, like you should do what you're passionate about. So it doesn't ever feel like a day. Look
Yeah.
at your, you're like, yeah. So it doesn't ever feel like you're working, right? But I think a lot of people think there's only one way, one shoe that fits that. And it really doesn't, right? Like it's not competitive bodybuilding. Like there are so many other athletes out there. There are so many other ways to portray your health and your look that doesn't take you to such an extreme when it's something that like doesn't even align with you. Like you don't even want to do it like for yourself. Like I think it comes back to that purpose of like asking yourself like why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Like what is your reason why? And it actually is going to be like different for everybody. I've come to terms with. And there's a lot of wrong reasons to do bodybuilding, and I did it for the wrong reasons at first. And it was to get attention. It was to have a really small body, to be, I wanted to be under 100 and I don't know, 10 fucking pounds or some shit at that time. And I wanted attention. I was seeking validation, and I hated it. I hated every fucking minute of it because I didn't have the right alignment and reason for why I chose bodybuilding in the first place.
Yeah, I would say like coming up with a list of like if you're doing bodybuilding in this manner, you need to reevaluate when it comes back to your why. So like one, seeking that external validation, because at the end of the day, it's like unless you have the best physique on stage, you are not going to win. And like that's the competitiveness of it. That's the sport. Is there is a judging criteria, there is different divisions, there are even different federations, and then there are judges. Right. And they judge who shows up on that day. Your
Right. They don't
body.
care. Yeah, they don't care about like how hard your prep was. Like it
Yeah.
doesn't matter. Like
They
that
don't
shit doesn't.
care the pounds that lost. They don't care the inches you lost. They don't care the suffering. They don't care if you had family emergencies. They don't care if you're a mom. They don't care if you're a dad. Like, that's not their job to judge your life. They are judging your body, your physique. Like, that is the sport, right? And I feel like that external validation, and we all kind of go through that initially, especially like when you're younger, because you're right, you do see like the Sam Sullick and, other people, especially like professionals, where it's like, yeah, you look up to them as like idols and inspiration, but the thing is you end up putting them on a pedestal, right? And like that can sometimes blur the lines because you see like maybe the comments or the likes or the clout. And again, it's not real. Like Instagram is not real life. And I think it's really important to take a step back and make sure that you are doing this for the right reasons and not seeking external validation. I know for me, it was, I used it as what I think is a good why, as to push myself in a competitive sports-like fashion, because I was always in sports and I do have a competitive nature. But my problem is I took it too far in the realm of being punishing. And I actually posted something really good today about one of my clients' transformations. And this is where like I went wrong. I used bodybuilding instead of wanting to create my best. I used it as an escape, right? I used it as a coping mechanism to run away from myself. And I'm going to read this because I feel like not everyone follows me and that's fine, but I do think it shows really good words of wisdom as to like how you can bodybuild and do it how I view it as the right way or a way that's maybe less detrimental. So, when you train from a place of punishment, perfectionism, or fear, when you train, when you bodybuild, right? Essentially, every rep is a war, right? You chase extremes, you overthink, you think that more pain is more progress. And if you think you're more disciplined, more perfect, that you're lean, especially, then you'll feel like you're enough, right? And that black and white thinking is really a prison. It traps you, right? It either says you're winning or you're losing. You're winning or you're failing. You're strong or you're weak. You're in control or completely lost, right? Kind of doing this fixation of rules, right? Which I feel like we really get caught up in, especially if you have like really high anxieties. You have like fixed rules to make yourself feel safe, when in reality, the safety is in the confinements of a prison. But true transformation and bodybuilding, like, it doesn't have to come from this obsession of perfectionism. It comes from being present and focusing on the process and the journey and what you need to do to bring your best and be successful, right? It comes from when you stop punishing so that way you can focus on healing and kind of a part, essentially partner with your body instead of just pushing it into the fucking dirt, which I did a really good job of that in the beginning. Right. I just wanted to push myself essentially to the breaking point because I thought hardcore was it. I thought that was the move that I needed to do. And in reality, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. Right. So understanding that growth happens when your worth isn't hanging on an outcome, but it's in who you are right now as you work on becoming a higher version of yourself. It's not perfect. Strength isn't control. Discipline without self-respect is just another form of self-abandonment, right? Not having a good enough why, not feeling like you're a good enough person. So if you're struggling with this identity of a bodybuilder, you're likely struggling with the identity of who you are. Because if you're holding on to bodybuilding as a crutch in order to feel like that's your only source of like hope and only source of grounding, that to me is a problem because it was my problem, right? I put everything into bodybuilding and then there was nothing else. And so when I started to develop health problems and I didn't have a responsive physique, I lost who I was and I wasn't even enjoying the fucking process of being a bodybuilder. Like I didn't enjoy the training. I didn't enjoy showing up for myself. I sure as shit didn't enjoy the posing. So at that point, what the fuck's the point? If I'm supposed to be a bodybuilder, but I'm not enjoying bodybuilding. Right. So that's where it's like that identity crisis is so all-consuming if you allow it to.
No, that makes like a lot of sense. And I feel like that's like a lot of people like again get into bodybuilding like for that. And then they don't know who they are, like if you take that away, right? And that's something that's like really hard for someone to like sit with too. And they become like overly consumed in it. And it's like it can be like that self-punishment because you're like, okay, well, this is gonna be like the hardest thing ever. Like, I don't want to figure out who I am. I don't have hobbies X, Y, and Z. And it's like, okay, well, who are you? And that's hard because people don't know who they are, you know? I think your post was really good today. Yeah, I think that excel a lot, to be honest with you. I think another reason to not get into bodybuilding is for the fact of like just to use it as like a transformation or a weight loss. Like I think that that's like not a good idea, like whatsoever. Like a lot of people, I don't know if it's still as common as it used to be, but I think like when we first started out, that was a big thing. Like a lot of people were like, oh, well, the only way I can lose weight is if I do a bodybuilding competition because it's very rigid, it's very strict. But then there's a lot of like that backfire of like yo-yo dieting because they're not reversing properly, and then they get all upset with themselves. And again, bodybuilding is an extreme. Like it should not be used as a tool for weight loss because that's not what it is. It's like, again, you're not getting judged on your start weight and your finish weight here. Like it's not a transformation. It's
Yeah, it's not about fat loss. It's about how much muscle have you gained? How much of your body have you built up, right? The fat shredding process or the idea of being in contest prep, like Ash is saying, like that is just like unveiling your work in your off season, right? In your improvement season where you are in a quote unquote bulk or growth phase or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like that's bodybuilding. You just shred down when you have something to present, something to literally present to the judges, right? So it's like think of the bodybuilding, the contest prep as like an art show, right? You are spending hours in the studio. You are refining your craft. You're working on your skills. You are thinking about the mediums, how, the paint flows on the canvas, right? The picture that you were trying to create, and you want people when they view this masterpiece, you want them to feel what you are creating, right? That is the art form of stepping on stage. It is not only the body, it is also how the body's being presented and posed, right? And I would say that's much more dramatic in maybe larger divisions where they actually can pick their posing routine and pick their music, especially. But even in like smaller, in air quotes, smaller divisions like bikini, wellness, figure, where, we're at the mercy of the DJ Funky Boy in the background, and you are wearing fucking heels. There's still finesse and class and art to it, right? There's still reps to earn, but you have to understand that going in. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you want to present Ash Markham or Ash Spilks on stage, and that's up to you to create that.
That's why I love posing, dude. Like I feel like it's such an art, like such a craft. Like I honestly feel like really free when I do it, like dancing. Like I feel very, and I don't know, I don't even know if my like posing portrays it because like obviously there's like certain things we have to hit in terms of like certain positioning, certain ways to show our bodies off. But like, I honestly just love like not so much like doing what I want because like I said, we do have to hit certain poses and things like that. But like, it just feels like freeing to me because I'm able to like express myself in a way that like also shows like my hard work over the years of being in the gym, of having a good diet, of having good sleep, of resting, recovery, healing my hashis, like. That's what I think about, like when it comes to like my posing, my stage presence, like how I'm showing up for myself is like in that moment, I'm like, this shows everything about me. And I 100% believe that. And I think that about other people on stage when I see them, like, or when I see them posing, I'm like, this shows so much more than just these poses. It shows everything that you've worked up to this point. Because I think me and you know, the dedication, the time, the effort, the consistency that goes into it. And it's not just like whatever that posing, that dance that we're doing on stage. It's the reps in the gym. It's the, the days at the gym you don't want to show up. It's the diet. It's the growth phases that are really uncomfortable, pushing really hard. And then the diet phase, growth phase. Like it's the years that it takes to get here. And I think like that's really important because like people who don't want to do all of that, like you shouldn't be competing then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like not for you because it's like a process. In terms of that, I do have another good like one, and I think it's really good.
Yeah, spill.
Because someone said so. So, oh, like you'd be so good. Like you'd be.
Oh yeah, like a gym goer, like, oh, you'd be so good. Usually people that say that are coaches and trainers, like wanting to just like make money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it like puts that seed in someone's head that if they're like, oh, I never want to do that. And then someone repetitively comes up like, oh, are you a bodybuilder? Oh, you should try. Yeah, you
Yeah.
should. But it wasn't your thought initially. And it wasn't your decision. Like you're kind of being like persuaded into that, right? Just because you are good at something doesn't mean you have to do it. And I will die on that hill. Like
I like that, like the idea of peer pressure.
No,
Right.
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And
It's
I
like
see
that.
it all the time. And then I see people are like, well, I didn't even really want to and you can see it on show day. Like they don't even want to fucking be there.
Dude, because they look miserable. Like their face.
Yeah. And it's like painful for them to be there. And they're like, I mean, like, yes, it's a very long day. So like I bitch about it being a long day too. But like you could just tell they're like, wow, I wasted my whole day here. And it's like, wow, like,
Your
oh.
whole day and $4,000.
Yeah, that's like the thing too. It's like I think there's like a lot of like, yeah, like persuasion and things like that. And like if you really don't want to do it, like you shouldn't do it. If it wasn't your thought, if it wasn't your desire, if it wasn't like something that you came to terms with, then you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be pressured into doing it. Like, you know, and I think that that creates a lot of unalignment and disconnect with who you are as a person, your goals, your future. And like who you want to portray yourself as. And then in turn, it brings in a lot of misery.
I agree. So let's kind of recap. So seeking external validation, using it as a weight loss transformation or an excuse to get in shape, peer pressure. And then essentially, I think I talked about mostly about the idea of like it fueling your narrative and like pushing yourself into the dirt, like using bodybuilding as an excuse to hurt yourself and punish yourself, like another form of like self-abandonment. I think another good one that like should be a no fucking brainer, but it kind of ties into like not having like a good why. You don't like being in the gym. Like you don't like training. Like,
You don't like that style of training. Like you like I would do like Pilates or like I like whatever F45 fitness classes or whatever. So like why would you do something that requires you to lift a specific way to grow muscles a specific way if you don't fucking like that?
Like, you don't like training like a bodybuilder, or you don't even want to look like a bodybuilder. Like
Oh yeah.
during like they just see like a shredded down physique and they're like, I want that, not understanding like what goes into it. But it's like they also don't think of the other side of the coin of like, what are you going to look like the other 80% of your life when it comes to your off-season look? Oh, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to be too bulky. I want my clothes to fit right. It's like, okay, well then we need to like think about your longevity, sis. Like, if you don't enjoy like going up and down clothes sizes in a manner that makes sense, or like even when it comes to like a certain division, like again, you gotta respect the sport. You gotta understand that like it's like literally like we say like pushing a square peg round hole type of thing. It's like if you don't want to be a fucking bodybuilder, don't do a bodybuilding show. And I feel like that's common sense, but it's not. Because again, the reason is, well, why do you think you want to compete? And it's like, oh, I just want to look good, or I want to drop 50 pounds, or you know, Joe Schmo at the gym gave me Anavar and said I should think about doing a show. It's like, those are not good reasons. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, if those were my reasons to be in bodybuilding, the last 4 weeks when life has been challenging, I would have stopped.
Oh yeah.
Because I would have nothing to carry me through challenging life events. But my why is I deserve better. I deserve to follow through on my goals. I deserve to present the physique that I've spent the last 5 years building. I want to highlight my hard work. I want to show myself the work that I have put in. I want to be a good example for my clients, for my friends, for the sport as a whole. Because it has given me so much. Like, those to me are great reasons. And feel free to disagree. But like, it is coming from a place of pursuit, personal excellence, love, appreciation, and sport. The whole fucking thing, the sport.
No, honestly, and I think another one too that I just thought of was like kind of like what we touched on before, but like the money. Like you should not be in this because you think you're going to
Oh,
earn money.
yeah.
I think it's going to be a career because like also too like bodybuilders like the longevity of it isn't typically all that long, right? And like what do you?
For guys, I feel like for females, if you do it right, I mean,
Yeah,
potentially.
but like the money doesn't come with that. Like you can't like it's
100%.
not simple, right? Unless you're like top.
Yeah.
Olympian, like you have like a lot of sponsors, like you're probably also like a coach too. But the reality is like you cannot do this like for money. Like if your goal, oh, I'm just gonna become a bodybuilder because that's the job, or I think it's gonna be an easy job, or it's gonna be how I make money, how I bring income into my family, like household, like it No, like that's actually like a terrible reason because like Ashley and I said, like you don't make money here. Like you spend a lot of money. Like, regional shows. Your first one is really, 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 really expensive in terms of like because you have to get heels, you have to get a suit, you have to get makeup, hair, all of these things. The entry fees, the travel, hotel, food, all of that. And then like when you go to a national show, like to put it into perspective, like when I went to my national show, I think that weekend, like between entry fees, the travel, the Airbnb, the tickets for my family to come watch me, and it was only my mom, my dad, and my boyfriend, and it was like I think I spent like close to like maybe 7, 8 grand that weekend, and I feel like that's on like the cheaper side.
Yeah, so like not only are you shouldn't be bodybuilding if you want to make money, but you also shouldn't be competitively. And again, I want to use this word competitively with the goal of stepping on stage if you are not in a financially secure spot to do so, right? Because like if you do not have a steady revenue income, or you're barely making paycheck to paycheck and you're putting everything toward bodybuilding and you're not like investing or saving for your future, like don't be short-sighted. I'm not saying don't live and spend money to be happy. But if you're not thinking of yourself in, when you're 60, 70, 80 years old, because you're just so focused on being a 20-year-old bodybuilder, like that is a very precarious situation to be in. And I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm also very smart with my money. Like Eric and I would not put this away. I would not be bodybuilding if it stressed out my marriage and my husband to the point where we could not sustainably support ourselves, not only in the now, but future Eric and Ashley, like, old Eric and Ashley, where we don't want to be fucking working anymore. Like there come a point where we won't want to work and maybe we can't work. But granted, I know we take good care of our health, but I know I take good care of myself and he vice versa, but not everyone wants to do that. So it's like, again, thinking about your older self. I know there's this big trend, which I'm all on board about, but like thinking about what your younger self would need and hear, 100%. But don't neglect your older self too. Like, don't be so caught up in the right now where like you're so old that like you're homeless because you didn't give yourself a chance to save money or invest, right? So like, don't think that bodybuilding is this quick cash cow, and then also don't fuck yourself over when you are done with bodybuilding, because like you're likely not going to be competitive or have the means and the health to do that for like 80, 90 years old. Like I know there are old people that compete and I fucking love that. And if that's you, dog, all power to you. But like in reality, that's likely not going to be your future. You know what I'm saying? So like think about your future.
And I think that should be a trend. That should be a new trend. Like, it's like, oh, I met with my younger self. Like, I should meet with my older self and see like what you do. Like, like what you tell yourself, right? And I think that that's like super important as well because like a lot of people don't think about that. Like the future, we don't think about where, 5, 10 years are from now. And that just, like you said, not even just like financially, but like health-wise too, because competing does have some down side effects, down. Side effects.
Downsides. Yeah,
Yeah, down.
downside side effects.
I'm like, where am I going with that word? So yeah, and like that's like something to consider as well. Like, especially if you're someone who is like, wow, I really, really want to be like a top level athlete and in like whatever wellness or figure or whatever it is, a female, and you're like, but I also want to have six babies. Well, those two things aren't necessarily in alignment because one, like you more than likely, if you want to be a top athlete, like you are going to have to use PEDs, at, a high level. And so in order for that to happen, like there may be some type of virilization and you may not be able to get pregnant. So it's like, you have to think about these things too and take those into consideration when it comes to like having goals that are not in alignment with each other, right? So I think that that's important too, is like when you sit down, because that was something that I didn't even think about. I was like, I'm just going to do this bodybuilding competition. I didn't think about 5 years, 10 years from now, like at all, like, and like now, like every time I think like, like, do I want to prep again? Like when would be a good time to prep? Because I'm thinking of so many things in terms of like my finances, my health, my life, like where is life going to be? Like, I would hate to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to prep and, get married and have a wedding all in the same year. Like that's like fucking stupid. People do it though. People do it.
I mean, I graduated, I can't talk because like I like got married and then went back to school to finish my degree that summer, and then Eric went back to school to finish his degree, and like we were piss poor in college. But you're right, at least I didn't add a bodybuilding show to the mix. But That is something where it's like, again, you are also going to make mistakes. And the reason why we have such a comprehensive list is because we have made the mistakes. Like, I've had clients that literally charged their prep on a credit card. That was not from my advice. Like, I make sure that you are fucking set up to before we even think about dieting, before the D word or contest prep, the CP word comes into the mix. Because, dog, if you're homeless, I can't do anything with that, right? Like, your stress is going to be so high, you're not going to be able to feed yourself. A gym membership is fucking out the door, but you still want a plastic trophy to put it where? Up your ass to throw in the dumpster fire to keep you warm? Like I know this is an extreme, but at the same time, this is also an extreme sport. And the type of sport that this attracts are us crazy people. So it's one of those things where it's good to be passionate and to have drive and willpower and dedication, absolutely. There are a lot of beautiful traits that bodybuilding can offer. But don't confuse competitive bodybuilding, stepping on stage with your self-worth, right? Don't think that because you're not a bodybuilder that you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars each year on a prep, on a coach, on the blah, 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 that you're a piece of shit. Because that's not true. That's not true at all. Focus on the good that you do. I pay attention to my nutrition. I eat fruits and vegetables. I drink water. I do go to the gym. I do push myself. I read books. I go outside. I take walks. I get my blood work done. These are a lot of the things that as bodybuilders who want to compete for a long time, we do. And those are really great traits and really great habits. And the majority of Americans or anyone else listening can benefit from those things. But you don't need to take it to the extreme, especially if you have, again, fertility goals, or if you want to, be the best at something else. Like, bodybuilding is not the only way to express your creative side, right? Like, you can bake, you can paint, you can learn the French horn for all I care, but you have so many other options and you can still take care of yourself. But it's not, oh, I have to be a competitive athlete or I can't take care of myself. Like, again, that's fixed rules and black and white thinking, which is not the truth.
And I think, like, too, like, you may feel scared to be like different. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause, like, I feel like sometimes I get like inquiries or people message me and they're like, well, like, would you coach me even though I'm not a bodybuilder? And I'm like, yeah, dude, like 100%. Like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, well, I just thought like only bodybuilders coach bodybuilders, or I'm not good enough to be coached by X, Y, and Z because I don't want that as my goal. And I'm like, that's so not true by any. Like, you are not less than because, like, you don't want a bodybuilder. You don't feel that you're like, I actually, oh my God, hold on. This just fucking hit me. I was talking to this girl on Instagram. This is fucking nuts. And she's got a coach. She's having like horrible GI issues. And, she's like, oh, I see you talk about GI all the time. Like, is this normal? Is this not? And I'm like, X, Y, and Z, no, like, even though that is like normal for you, whatever. Whole bunch of questions. Anyways, so I was like, hey, like, I don't want to overstep here. Like, this is just like not my place, but I really do think you should bring this up to your coach. And she's just like, my coach is prepping people for bodybuilding shows, X, Y, and Z. I'm just not as important. I'm not going to bring this up to him. And I was like, you are important. Don't say that. And I feel like even if you do have like different goals, like, because she's like, I don't even know if I want to compete anymore. This doesn't even matter. I can't get the physique I want because I'm so miserable, X, Y, and Z. And I was like, dude, like, your goals are still important, regardless if they are, bodybuilding or not. So just because, like, you feel like bodybuilding may be the only way for you to feel validated again or to be as important, like, it's not. You don't need that. You don't have to do that if that doesn't align with you, your health, your goals. Like Ash said, there's so many other things that you can do. Like, there are people that, I mean, maybe powerlifting is more for them, or Olympic lifting, or any type of, like, it doesn't even have to be a competition. It could just be like, I just want to look and feel good, like, I want to be able to chase my kids down the street. Like, I want to be able to play basketball and beat them. Like, like, those are good goals too. Like, and I just feel like it doesn't mean that you have to have bodybuilding that is such an extreme in your life if you fucking don't want it to be.
Especially if that's the only thing you have in your life. Because again, that was my problem, is like, I thought in order to be an effective bodybuilder, I had to go all in. Because that's a big thing. A big thing you'll see on social media. You have to go all in on yourself. And it's like, I confuse going all in for all I had. Right. And that cost, the cost of my mental peace was
Oh, yeah.
too high of a price, right? Way too high of a price. And so it's like, do you have to go all in on yourself? Yes, I would agree with that. But what that means to me is you show up for yourself to the best of your ability every single day, right? It's not about being perfect, it is about trying and showing your best. That's something that I was speaking to with my therapist last night, right? It's like, listen, can you get me in? I know it's Easter Sunday. She's over in UK or in Australia, so I know it's Monday morning for her. I was like, listen, I'm having a really hard time. I'm feeling like really triggered. I'm expecting perfectionism, and it's making me a not a nice person to myself, but also other people that I love. And I don't like that about myself. And so she said a big banger. Your best will look different each day. You're not chasing good enough, you're chasing your best. But you also have to understand that, like, not every day is going to be the best day and your best performance when it comes to the gym, when it comes to posing, when it comes to how you feel. Like, much like if you struggle with the scale, your blood glucose, how you feel each and every day is going to fluctuate because your life is different every single day, even if it's the same. So understand that and show compassion for yourself, right? And that's something that I'm personally working on. And also understand that, like, in order for you to bring your best, you need to take your time so you can come back stronger. And it's not always about, like, oh, I can't be angry. I can't be sad. I can't experience emotions. Because if you deny yourself the feeling of negative emotions, you're also denying yourself the good ones. And then you become numb. And, like, we've all likely been there where you feel numb and you can't feel joy, you can't feel pain. And, like, that's also not a good place to hang out, right? So, feel what you need to feel and take your time with it, right? Center yourself, ground yourself, breathe. Like, how many times have we been like so upset with our significant other where you're like, I'm so fucking angry with you, I can't even talk? Yeah, that happens internally too. You might get so angry with yourself, so frustrated with yourself. Feel it. Why are you angry? Where do you feel the anger? Okay, breathe through it. It might take 10, 15 minutes to recover from it. But like most emotions, they're very temporary. And what you focus on, you amplify. So feel the anger, step away, give yourself a chance to process it, and then come back renewed so you can come back and try again and try your best, right? And that's like my focus right now, right? Is to just try my best and have fun. And I do think it is important to just remind yourself of that, especially when you have decided that you want to be a bodybuilder, and especially when you're in contest prep where the dial is turned a little bit higher. Like, you are going to be more heightened, you are going to be more sensitive, but also remind yourself to still have that compassion.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that like your best each day is going to be like so different. Like, I think that's really, really important. But like, as long as you keep like showing up and like, yeah, like oh my God, like I would tell myself that all the time, like early
Yeah.
on. I'm like, well, today is the best I could do. Like, that I literally gave up my all and it would give me so much peace. Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? And then I was like, you know what? Maybe my best will be better tomorrow and that'll be sweet. And then maybe 3 days it'll be worse. But it's still the best, you know, because that's all I have to give. So I think that's important.
Yeah,
Like,
like we're not chasing good enough. Absolutely. Like, when you do competitive bodybuilding, you're not chasing good enough. And if good enough is your mentality, probably bodybuilding isn't right for you. Like, competitive bodybuilding, stepping on stage. Because, like, again, I cannot reiterate, you are going to be on stage in undies that sparkle. Like legitimately, like, your ass is being judged. So it's something where if you don't want to do that, dude, don't force it, right? But if you do want to do it, don't also be a fucking dick to yourself and gaslight yourself out of it. It goes both ways.
yeah, it's like finding that Goldilocks, which is so
Yeah,
hard.
it is, absolutely. But that's also why you need to be in therapy and invest your time in a good coach that will elevate you and push you to be better on the same token, if that is your goal, right? Because if you decide on a goal of this caliber, you want to make sure you give yourself the best chance. And that comes with the territory of knowing someone is holding you accountable, but also coaching you along the way, because that is also a paramount point to your progress. And having the right coach along your side can either, again, make you your best or help you to be your worst.
With that, yeah, no, I agree, and that's why, like, interviewing coaches is like so important too, because like you want to find someone that's like aligns with you and like has that same goal, like orientation for goal for you, but like pushes you.
Dude, I think that's a topic. I feel like that was what we touched on 2 weeks ago because I remember I was getting waxed. Or maybe I'm thinking of a different podcast. I don't fucking know. But I feel like that's a good topic of like what to ask your bodybuilding coach.
Yeah, like during like a interview process, or just like or even like if you were lifestyle and wanted to switch to bodybuilding, those are good questions to ask too. Like,
Yeah,
what
I
would
mean,
like,
just like what should you ask a coach that you're about to invest thousands of dollars in?
all right, that's next week, but I'm gonna write it down
Yeah,
because
please
yeah.
do. Because, like, I hate to use the I'm in prep, but literally, I can't remember shit about fuck right now unless
I'm
it's
not.
like right in front of me.
I can't remember. So.
I can't remember.
I don't have an excuse at all. I just like, I guess I just, brain cells be dying every week. Okay.
That's so funny. I mean, not really, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably true. Which is funny because I'm just like the last couple of days I was like, wow, my clarity seems really great. Guess not.
I love
Anyway,
that.
what are you grateful for? Let's do that.
I am thankful for Dr. Teal's mineral bubble bath and the bath salts and the ability to take a bath with my husband.
I love
Like,
that.
that was really nice. Like, it was very intimate. Like, it was nice to just listen to some music and just melt in human soup.
I love that.
That's what I'm thankful for. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, honestly, my heating pad and stretching this week. I was very sick this past week. Like, I don't know what happened. I was so sick where I thought I was pregnant again. It was actually terrifying. I was like so fatigued and I was so nauseous for like 2 days. And then on the third day, I ended up like just blowing my butt out. I shit like 10 times. But anyways, I don't know if it was like from laying down for so long, but like I was having a lot of SI joint pain. It was the craziest thing. I was like, I don't even do anything. It, like my tailbone was hurting so bad, sitting, standing, doing whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit on this heating pad. And I sat on it for like an hour. And then I like got into like some deep stretches, like some pigeon poses, things like that. And oh my God, no issues since. I haven't left it either, but I'm just like, dang, I feel great. So I'm really grateful for this heating pad that I've been sitting on and just like being able to like get down and stretch, have time to stretch, really making a commitment to doing it because my body feels so much better.
Good. I love that you took care of yourself, and I'm proud of you for taking care of yourself.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I had to, like, it was by far the week from hell. And those 2 days, I don't think I even got out of bed, like, just to go to the bathroom. And that was it. It was insane.
I love that. You ready for some fun questions?
Yeah.
What's the worst advice you've ever been given?
I've ever been given. Terrible advice I've been given. I don't even know. I feel like a lot of people don't give me advice.
Because you're so wise. Well, here's the worst advice I've ever been given. And I know this is going to sound very philosophical, but the advice I was given, marriage is about give and take. And I don't like that because I don't agree. I believe that marriage or a partnership, whatever you want to call it, is about giving and receiving. And even any friendship for that matter, any relationship should be about, in my opinion, giving and receiving. Because again, my analogy is if I give you a gift, you are receiving it. You're receiving it. And the gift could be a physical gift. It could be time. It could be physical affection, like any of the love languages. When someone gives you a thing or an action and it makes you feel loved, you are receiving love. Right. And that to me, like the idea of taking, when I think of taking, I think of stealing. I think of being selfish. I think of being aggressive. And again, this is just my perception. It's not necessarily right or wrong. It's just how I view it. Versus receiving is kind. It is gentle. It is intentional, right? It is, I think, I don't know if I said intimate, but it is intimate, especially if it is with your partner. And I think it is one of those things where if you always look at marriage or any friendship relationship as give and take, then you can start to be resentful when you are taking too much or giving too much. instead of reminding yourself that if you were giving a gift, however that looks, you were doing so intentionally with the notion of understanding that reciprocity is off the table because it is a gift. If I give Ash a gift, and I do it very frequently because I love giving gifts, because I can't give her like more time or a coffee date or an in-person hug just due to distance. If I think of her and, oh, she would look good in this dress, I will buy it and send it to her because I am thinking of her. But I do not expect the same dress in return. I don't even expect a thank you because I wanted to do something for someone that I love so much. And just the idea of giving her a gift makes me feel loved. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And I think like that's like everyone deserves like either like a reaction or like they have like some expectation of returning, right? Like say you go like you vacuum your house. Like do you expect Eric do you go run in there and be like, Eric, I vacuumed. Like you're welcome. Like no, like you just do
But
it. Like
some women do, though. Like,
that's what I
that's the
mean. Yeah.
thing.
And that's like, oh, it's like you live in misery with that because
Dude.
again, you're just like, oh my God, like you don't get a participation point for just like showing up and doing normal life things. And I'm sorry. And then like even doing those kind things that you talked about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're doing that at like your own free will without expectation of on the other end. That was really good. I actually thought of like what I think terrible, like some terrible advice I've gotten that somewhere along the lines of just like that crying is for the weak. And I think that,
Ooh.
yeah, because I vividly remember like the first time I cried in probably 8 years because I held so much of it in because I was like, never cry. And I took pride in not crying because I thought that it always showed weakness. And now when I cry, I feel so strong that I'm able to be that vulnerable. So like now it's like completely opposite for me, but I always thought that that was terrible advice, that it's just like, oh, like crying's for the weak, you know? And I'm just like, okay. Like I definitely thought that like growing up like in soccer games when you got hurt like you weren't supposed to cry, you just like moved on and then just like
Dude, soccer
being
athletes are the most whiniest.
dude, not girls though, I will say that, like
Not you're right, not females. I see females take some massive hits and they just dust off their titties and keep going.
I broke my nose in a game once and I had like two tampons in my nose and stayed on the field the whole time.
You
I
were
was
like,
like
she's the man. You just pulled a she's the man and just stuck up some supers.
literally, yeah. And that's why my nostrils are so big.
You're a bad bitch. I love that.
But yeah, that'd probably be like my worst advice I've been given.
I like that. That's good. That's good. All right. Actually, a fun question that's not like super, super crazy. What do you get the most compliments about? Let's do a physical thing because it needs to be a little funnier.
Mine's my hair.
I would agree. You have curly gray hair. It's really full and thick, and I love the color. And you don't dye it, right?
I do a little bit.
But
I
that's
dye.
your natural hair color, though, for the
So
most
my,
part.
yeah, it's like a little bit lighter. It's like one shade lighter. But it has like, I wouldn't necessarily say it's lighter. It just has a lot more red tones to it. So
Oh,
like
I
red.
got you. I got you.
So I dye, like, I don't know if you can kind of see like some of these hairs down here,
I
probably
can
like.
see kind of right here where it's a lighter, it's not lighter, but it's red tint. It's a red hue, so I see that.
Yeah, so like depending on like the sun, it'll look like a lot lighter than it really
Yeah.
is. Those like red hues reflecting with it. But yeah, I get a ton of
Dude, I
compliments for
love
my.
your hair. I would agree with that.
What about you?
Eyebrows. Eyebrow shape.
Yeah.
Everyone that's ever done my eyebrows being like, you have great eyebrow shape. And I'll be honest with you, like, I'll pluck them if I'm like in a tick where I'm just like needing to pick at something rather than popping zits. I just, pick this or popping blackheads or whatever. But now I'm entering my waxing era, like
Oh,
actually
love it.
getting physically waxed. And literally she was like, you have great eyebrows. And like, I remember vividly, one of my high school buddies was like, Ash, you have great eyebrows.
I agree.
I was just like, thanks. They just do their thing.
And that's like so aggravating to people like me who've like been trying to grow my eyebrows out and like getting them shaped by like professionals and shit like that. And I'm just like, you know what? There's people like you that do nothing and they're just great. I'm like, okay, love
I do
that.
get them waxed now, though. So I go through a little bit of pain and suffering, a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not like anything like extreme to like where you are like completely like reshaping them. Like
True.
you
Like I
can.
don't have like a unibrow or I have Eric's where it's just like.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I get compliments on my titties.
I was gonna say, yeah, like, do you get compliments on
I
that?
do. And let me tell you, we went to the neighborhood Walmart, and I live in such a donkey neighborhood, guys. And what that means is I live around a bunch of jackasses, but we're like hardworking jackasses. So I love my neighborhood, but it is a bit of a donkey neighborhood. And we were at our neighborhood Walmart, Eric and I, and we were getting some Zevia, and we were getting bubbles for our bath. And there was this guy, looked ragged as shit, oversized t-shirt, definitely, does drugs and smokes, and he's buying his mac and cheese for the week, and he's lollygagging, pushing his grocery cart, and I'm wearing this, again, like my tits are not out, but you can see that I got nice titties. I'm wearing my doo-doo lemons, the little doo-doo lemon top that's a dupe from Amazon. And so they look nice, right? It's not like it's like up to my, ears, but they are nicely on display. And I'm leaning out, so I look shapely, right? And he literally is just pushing by.
Doesn't even try and hide it.
Doesn't even try and hide it. Of course, like, again, I'm not gonna be mad. Like, I paid for these titties. I'm proud of these titties. I wouldn't be wearing this top if I didn't wanna have a little titty action. Eric notices, and I didn't know that he noticed it. And I was like, we were in the bath aisle. I was like, did you see that guy? He's like, yes. He's like, I looked at him like, and I was like, Eric, I got them on display, homie. Like, we can't be
Right.
mad at someone reacting. He's like, I'm not mad. He's like, I just thought the audacity. I was like, Eric, we were in a fucking Walmart. Like,
Yeah.
there is no rules in Walmart. So I thought that was really funny. So yeah, my answer is titties and eyebrows.
Love that. It's a really good answer. Yeah, I think that's all I got. It's like my hair. It's like where I get most compliments.
You have great hair. Like, truth be told, like, if I was like, I'm so fucked up. I was like, if I was lice, I would want to be in your head.
Welcome home. Roll on in there. I love
Oh
that.
God, we need to end this shit.
I know. That's all I got, guys.
That's all I got. All right, next time. Peace.
Adios.